Okay, today is Daf Kuvav. We are on Kuv Hey Amid Beis by the two dots. Five lines from the bottom.
Amen.
Correct?
Sounds good.
Masiv Rari Barachama?
Yeah.
Okay. So yesterday, Rav Sheshit made a very shocking statement. He said, if you deny a pikadon, right? So where's the cell phone I asked you to watch for me? What cell phone? Just denying it, without anything else, without a shavua or anything like that, by denying it, you become a gazlan, right? And you're chayiv, and if anything happens to you, chayiv an onsen, just like you're the owner. Okay? That's what Rav Shesha said yesterday. So, Masav Rami Bar Chama said, Ushikinegdo chashar al hashavua. So, let's look at Rashi. Look at Rashi in the Rashi of Shikinegdo chashud. You see the Rashi there, Shinegdo Chashud? It's like 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom, toward the beginning of the line, the wide lines. It says like this, B'mesechle Shavuos, Gabe ve'elu nishbo'in v'notlin. Normally, in the Torah, when you swear and you don't pay. I swear it's not mine, I'm putter. I swear I didn't use it, I swear I didn't steal. All you swear and you don't pay. There are a few cases where you swear and take the item. Yeah, I swear that's mine. What is that? So, right? Gabi ve'elu nishbo'in v'notlin. You swear, and then you're entitled to the item. What are those cases? V'ze echad mehen. V'nishbo'in v'notlin v'ze echad mehen. Misha ha'yelo chaveru chayev shvua. I have a dispute with you. Really, you should swear. And when you swear, you would not have to take the item. You would not have to pay. That's a normal shvua. The problem is you can't swear because you're chashud on swearing falsely. Can't swear. Really, the halacha is you should swear. But you can't because you're a dishonest person. You have a track record of being dishonest. Torah doesn't let you swear. So the shvua, in English it's called, it devolves on me. And then I'll swear and I'll win the lawsuit. Right? Rashi continues, shvua hu chashud al shvua. The guy can't swear. He's a chashud on swearing falsely. Shem nimtza shakron b'shvuaso. He's already has a track record of being a liar, swearing falsely. Shekinegdo nishba v'notel. So the other guy will swear and take the money. Okay? Mm-hmm. Again, normally when you swear, you don't pay. I swear and I'm putter. Once in a blue moon, you swear and you take the item. What's a case like that? The other person, the person who should be swearing, cannot. Okay? That's all background for the question. Again, Ketzad, what's the case? Echad Shavuos Eidos. It doesn't matter what kind of Shavuos it is. Shavuos Eidos, Echad Shavuos HaPikadon, whether it's a Shavuos HaPikadon. Tafilu Shavuos Shav. Even if it's a Shavuos Shav. I swear that this chair is really a table. What kind of Shavuos is that? That makes you into a dishonest person? It's silly. The answer is yes. Makes you into a dishonest person. Such a person can't swear. Now, v'im isa b'kfirhu d'ifsalei. But if just kfir alone passels you and makes you into a gazlan, if that alone, that's what Rosh Hashanah said, right? Just denying it alone makes you into a gazlan, right? Then am I sorry. V'im isa, and if it's true, the kfirahu d'ifsalei, that kfirah alone passels you. Look at the next Rashi, v'im isa. V'im isa l'drav sheshes, and if Rav Sheshes is right, the mishas kfirah so nas l'gazlan, that at the moment of kfir you become a gazlan, l'malil l'misnayu gabi hanach d'mashma. Why is that? What kind of case is this? If the other person is choshud on shvuiz, then you'll have to swear. Mashma d'lo ifsal ad shas shvua ki hanach. When you become puzzle, when you actually swore already, hamishas kfira, but the moment of kfira ifzalei mishum to have a gazlan, you're already puzzle because you're a gazlan for the moment of kfira, right? You hear that? You hear the question? So you see, Rosh Hashanah's not really right. Rosh Hashanah said you're puzzle from the moment of kfira. Is that true? You have to actually swear and swear falsely. Then you're puzzle. Just denying an item without denying a claim without swearing, that doesn't make it puzzle. You see, this case is not true. That's the question. So Amar Rava, Rava said, Amri, Hacha b'mayaskinan dekoi ba'agam. You come to me and you say, where's the cow? What cow? Right? What cow? What are you talking about cow? There's no cow. You never lent me a cow. You never asked me to watch your cow. What are you talking about? But really, delav dekoi ba'agam. I didn't deny it. Really, it's in the swamp. I don't have it here. I did something else with it. So I gotta go get it. I don't want to tell you that. So I told you what cow, what are you talking about? But I really have it. And I really plan on returning it, just not right this second. Delav kfiruhu. It's not kfira. I'm not denying, right? See, here, the kfira isn't considered a gzela. When is the Rosh that kfira is considered a gzela? When you really don't have it. You're really lying. Here, you're not really lying. You're just pushing him off.
So are you saying you don't have it and it's in the swamp?
You're saying you don't have it, it's in the swamp. Why? The savar ishtamitnale, I'm just going to push him off. Da azilina, I'm going to go umaysinale, I'm going to go get it.
But he said he doesn't have it, it's still alive.
What? But it's not a kfira like we're talking about. That's not what it is. Listen to this. Tei dat, the amr of Idi bar oven, hakofer b'milve, kosher le'edus. If someone says, if you deny a loan, you're kosher le'edus. Right? Kosher le'edus, you're such a liar. How can you be kosher le'edus? You're such a liar. Where's the $100 I lend you? It's $100. Right? Why are you kosher le'edus? Right? So Rashi says on the bottom line, v'lo nishpa, you didn't swear about it. You just denied it. Ubo Edim, and Edim came along and said, "But no, we saw you let him lend you the $100. Please pay it back to him." Kashaladis. You're Kashaladis. Why? The milvelot son nitna. Milv is given out to ve'ena achshav biyado. You don't have it. Virot zelidchos achitasig yado. It was just pushing him away until you had the money. You had no intention of not paying it back. You're embarrassed now, right? Comes by Shal Shudas in front of the whole shul. When's he going to give me? Right after Shabbos, you better give me the money. You're embarrassed? What money? Of course you know you have to pay. Same idea. I do have the cow. I just, you got me the bad time. Whatever it is, I push him off. Doesn't mean you're a liar. That's not what Rav Sheshes meant. Rav Sheshes are talking about a real case of lying. As a matter of fact, bipikadon, but if you do that with an item, pasul le'edus. You're pasul le'edus. Why? Why are you pasul le'edus? That you're like a goslin. Ilfa said, Shvua Kone, if you swear, right? And you says, where's the item? I don't have it. You never gave me an item. I swear you never gave me an item. I swear. Shvua hu de kanya. Shvua is what is the kicker. Aval kfira lo kanya. Kfira is not the kicker. Again, akasha under sheshes. So hachanami dekaima ba'agam. Again, you really have it. You're just pushing him off. It's not a kfira. You're just delaying him. You're double talking him, right? That's all you're doing, and really you have it. Ay, v'ibayseima, or my shvua kona. What does it mean, a shvua's kona? What does that mean? It means kid Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, Amar Rav. This is a very difficult gemara right here. This is a very hard line. Mana li biyadecha. But where's the money I lent you? Where's the money I asked you to watch? Doesn't matter, whatever the case is. V'hala omer ein l'cha biyadi. I don't have, you never gave me anything. Never happened. V'nishba, and you swore that it's true. V'yachakach bo edim, and then edim came along and said it's not true. Potter, you're potter, let's say you're a shomer. You're potter from returning that money. Why are you potter? Shenemar, because it says, V'lokach b'aylov, v'lo yishalim. V'lokach b'aylov. What?
It doesn't
exactly. Kivin shekibl ha'baylim shvua, shuv ein mishalim mamon. That's it. You don't have to pay. What's the logic behind that? What's the reason for that? So they quoted a pasuk. Right? They said, what's it called? No, you never gave me anything. I'll take a shvua. Okay, take a shvua. I go home. Potter. I ate him, come later and say you're a liar. Potter.
Because it's not so simple to swear, that's why.
So the Chazon Ish says it's almost like double jeopardy.
The lawsuit's over. He swore, you went home, you don't resuscitate a lawsuit again.
They didn't do that.
What?
They never did that.
Right, so now we're going to Gufo. We just said, Amar Ravuna Amar Rav, Ravuna said the name of Rav, Mona li biyadecha, where's my money? Vala Omer, ein lecha biyadi klom. What money? What are you talking about? I never met you before. Who are you? V'nishba, and you swear, Ubo Edim Potter. Shenemar, v'lokach baila v'lo yishalim, kivun shekiblu bailam shvua, once the Baal accepts the shvua. All right, he swore. Maybe I'm crazy, right? Shuv ein mishalman mamon, you don't have to pay. So Amar Rava, mistabra milsa dera b'milva. Maybe that only makes sense by a loan. By a loan. Why? Lehotzah nitno. A loan was given to lend money. So therefore, says Rashi, in the third skinny line, Lehotzah nitna, uboi tashlumin, and you have to pay that back. V'ika l'meimar d'bishvua, when you swear, iftar le meitashlumen, you potter yourself, k'dichsiv, v'lo yishalim. I don't have to pay. However, back to the Gemara, avol b'pikadon, but by b'pikadon, I asked you to watch my stereo, and now I come and say, where is it? You say, what are you talking about? Never happened, never heard of you. Then, b'rishuse d'morei koi, then it's in your rishus. So Rashi says, what does that mean? The ain kan v'lo yishalim. What kind of thing v'lo yishalim? What kind of thing is that? The ha kol hecha de isye de marihu. Wherever it is, it's still the owner's. Whether it's in my rishos or your rishos, or it's a lie on your part or a lie on my, it's still in your rishos. So what do you mean v'lo yishalim? That doesn't really make sense by an item that I asked you to watch for me. So the havmin is that what Rav says only true by a loan. Where you come and say, with the money I lent you, it's never happened. I swear it never happened. That's it. The lawsuit's over. But if you can't tell them, no, the lawsuit's not over. Aiden come later and say, what do you mean? We saw him asking to watch it. Then it wouldn't be over. However, the Gemara says, no. Velokim, Amar Rav, Afilu Bikadon. Even if Bikadon. The Chiksiv Kra, Bikadon Ksiv. That pasuk is written by Bikadon. So.
We know that the first thing they do to a shomer is they make him swear.
Right.
Right, so
I'll read you the words of the Chazon Ish, who's trying to explain what kind of halach is this? Like, ask you for the money, you say it's not true, you swear falsely, you swear, and then Edom come and say it's not true. We don't reopen the lawsuit. Right?
Because he swore.
So the Chazon Ish says, Kivon Shebadin Harishon Yotza Shomer Zakai. The shomer wins. How come he wins? Because he swears. Right? He swears. Bedino, upatruhu Bezdin. And Bezdin said, okay, you swore. You took an oath. It's a big deal. You were willing to do that? The lawsuit's over. I can't make you pay. You swore. It wasn't true. Ein kavanas ha-Torah lachzar ula'ar ares ha-mishpat shekvar nigmar al yedei shavua. We're not going to reopen a lawsuit and undo a shavua. Right, the Torah's not going to do that.
Why is two Edim not stronger than that Shuvah?
What?
It seems like Shuvah is more stronger than two Edim.
That's what it seems like, right?
It seems like.
Right, Ulochein, Af im he idu Edim shenish balashaker. Even if the Edim come and say, guys, we're going to full baloney. Ein hadin mizbatel. The din does not get nullified. Right, it's almost like double jet. We don't open the lawsuit. That's it, it's over.
Because there's no appeals.
What? Exactly, there's no appeals.
But this is only if the person accepts the oath, yeah?
What?
This is only true if the oath is accepted in the first place.
Correct. Well, what do you mean? Well, why not? Oh,
so if at that point that he makes the oath, the guy said, but I don't believe you, really.
Correct. Now, how do you say that, though?
I don't know.
How do you say, I don't believe your oath? How do you say that?
It's nothing to do with it.
Once he swears,
that's how it goes. Right. Why does the shvuah have to be makabel by anybody? I understand that.
Right. That's a question. I don't know if you can say such a thing. But two Edim come and say you were mechal Shabbos. No, I wasn't. That's worthless.
It's not sure for that.
I'm just giving an example. You can't protest someone's testimony.
Right.
You can't protest a shvua.
Right.
I don't like that shvua. Can't do that. It's not America. In America, you can do that.
How do you prove his guilt? You can say, they say, you have my cow. No, I don't. And they come and say, he gave you the cow. You say, I gave it back to him. How do they prove that?
Maybe that's part of the reason why the halacha is like this. Right? He's right. Aiden come and say, no, I saw him give. Yeah, you saw that, but you didn't see what happened afterwards.
But you don't have to.
Why? Shavua? That's it. It's over.
Once,
so the Chazon Ish says makes sense to everybody. Right? Once the lawsuit's over, the Gemar Din, we don't reopen lawsuits. We don't do that. Right?
Which is really not fair in a sense.
What? It is the point. It's not fair in a sense.
He says it's fine as well, but he sees his cow sitting there.
Well...
It's fair, but it's also not fair.
Okay, I'll explain to you why it makes sense. Because otherwise, in Judaism, how it works is you get the case gets legally knocked out quickly. There's no you don't take a criminal and it takes him 5 years to put him in prison. He goes, they try him, it's done. If you're gonna do that, you just push the whole entire cases off and everybody.
Right. There's no finality to anything.
You'll have American law.
There's no finality. It's never finality.
Okay,
by the way, also, what he said before.
You'll bury the same day.
Right. What he said before is very true. Even if the Edom come and say, but we saw him give you that item to watch, but they don't know what happened afterwards.
Correct.
Did he give it back? Did he say, you know what, you can keep it? Did he? Did a fire happen and there was an onus and stuff? No, you don't know anything. So the Edom can testify in a very small picture of the real whole story.
I know, but the consequence for Edom is kasher zavam, so the stakes are very high.
I understand.
For them to say.
So I hear you. It's a valid point. So maybe the only point is what Mr. Schiffer said, that the stakes for swearing falsely are even higher.
But kasher zavam is higher.
Who said?
Because you would have to.
I know we don't live in a world where oath means anything.
Exactly.
Correct.
Right. That's the point. Okay. Yosef, we're not done. Marcel, good? Good? Yosef, Rav Nachman, V'kamar l'hashmaitza. Eisei Rav Acha, Rav Nachman said this over. So Eisei Rav Acha, Bar Menyune l'Rav Nachman, Heichan Pigdoni, if someone says, no, where's my item? V'amalei, Avad, I lost it. I'm entitled. Mashbi'ani, Sway lost it. V'amal Amen, he says, yeah, I lost it. And the Edom say, you didn't lose it, you ate it. Right? It was a cake, and you ate the cake. So, Mishalman is a Karen. You have to pay the Karen. You have to pay for the cake. Ho de me'atmo, if you admit that you did that. Mishalman Karen v'chomesh v'asham. You have to pay the Karen, plus a chomesh, plus an asham.
Did he swear
it? What? Yes. So what do you see from here? That swearing doesn't. That swearing doesn't finish the lawsuit. You see that clearly right over here, right? Amar Rav Nachman, no. Hachav Mayaskinan kigon shenish ba'chutz lebezdin. You didn't swear in Bezdin. You swore in the living room. I swear I didn't take that cake. I swear to you, I didn't take that cake. That's not a shvua. That's what we say today. I swear that was the right. That was the craziest thing I ever saw on the subway. I swear. What kind of shvua is that? It's not a shvua.
Are you solemnly swear?
What? Yeah, I solemnly swear. Right? That's what it means. That was an official shvua. Right? Rashi says, Lo alima shvua lafkur mona. That shvua is not strong enough.
If you go through Bezdin
with a whole Sefer Torah and all that, that's not what happened here. Right? A Malay ihachi ema seifa. Don't look at the seifa of that case. The seifa was, Hechad piktuni, nu, where's my thing? A Malay nignav. Right, the first case was that it got lost, but then he really ate it. Right? Second case was it got stolen. Right? Mashbiach, and he swear, v'amar, amen. I'll swear. Then Edom maso shenignevu. Then Edom come and say, hey, yes, it's stolen. He stole it. Right? Then Mishalim to Shlomei Kefel. He has to pay Kefel. Why does he have to pay Kefel? He's a ganef. Right? Ho de me'atzmo, if he admitted it that he stole it, then Mishal and Karen v'chomesh v'asham. He has to pay Karen, chomesh, and an asham. Now, v'yisal kadai to chutz l'bezdin. You say, it happened outside Bezdin. So, meaning a kefel? There's no kefel. No, this whole thing happened outside of Bezdin? No kefel. Amalei, so he said back to him, Yechalna l'shnu yelach reisha chutz l'bezdin v'seifa b'bezdin. I can get out of it by saying, well, that the reisha was outside of Bezdin, and the seifa was in Bezdin. However, miyu shnu yedachik alo mashin yelach. That's a dochik answer. Because the brises usually pattern themselves in a similar fashion. If the reisha was talking about outside of Bezdin, so too was the seifa. I can give you an answer that it wasn't the same. But that's a forced answer. So I'll give you a different answer. Edi v'edi b'bezdin. They were both in Bezdin. So if they're both in Bezdin, how come we're believing the Eidim after the Shavua? What's up with that? Didn't we just say half an Amid that we don't do such a thing? So, the low Kasha, it's not a Kasha. The ratio was Kan b'kafetz, where you jumped and swore. Kan, the Rav was talking about b'shelo kafetz, where you didn't do that. Okay, Rashi says, we got to do this Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but it'll explain it fantastic. Kan b'kafetz. B'reisha diktani mishalem. The reisha that said you have to pay, right, is kishe kafetz ze v'hishpiyu kodem sheichayvuhu bezdin. You swore before Bezdin even asked you to swear. Comes to court, we'll go to Bezdin. By the way, there's a claim over here that the item was stolen. It was lost. I swear I didn't do it. I swear it got lost. You jump to make a shavua. V'chikama Rav below kafatz. Rav was talking about, well, Rav said a shavua ends a lawsuit. Below kafatz, you didn't jump to swear. V'adayonim hashpiyuhu, the adayonim asked you to swear. V'kainu osa b'shavua, dekra, b'shavua's hadayonim ksev. Afagaf the seifa loma tukma b'kafatz. Kidikani kefil. Say for the next you to jump. You didn't jump. You have to be kefil. Kefil lo asya el b'shavuot hadyanim. Mikal makom reisha b'kafatz. The reisha you jumped. So what does jumping change anything? And Rashi says v'nichal el ugme b'trei gavni u'b'chaduchta. I'd rather have the two aspects of the same case v'lo l'ugme b'shnei makomos. Not two cases. They're both in Bezdin. What's different about the two cases? A detail. What's the detail? Whether or not you volunteered the shavuot or not. If you volunteer the Shavua, then you have to still pay. If you don't have volunteered the Shavua, then Rav, what Rav said is true. That ends the lawsuit. What's the difference between volunteering and not volunteering? Or should that make a difference? Right?
I would think if you volunteer, then you shouldn't have.
It would be a bigger thing.
What?
It would be a bigger, more of a chushim thing if you volunteered.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
It would be more chush of a thing if you volunteered.
Yeah, because you're taking the initiative to...
Hey, you're being forced.
To protest your innocence.
Yeah, one second. Yeah, why should that be? Why if you volunteer, then you have to pay? Why is that? Why should that be? I'm not sure why.
If you volunteer, you have to pay.
If you volunteer, you have to pay. No. If you volunteer, then it doesn't end the lawsuit. And the Eidim come afterwards, you have to pay. But if you don't volunteer, then Eidim do end the lawsuit. That's what we're saying, right? What should be the difference? I'm not sure.
Because if it comes through the court system, then it's both. No.
They're both in Bezdin now.
Both in Bezdin, but he's volunteering already.
Right.
If it goes through the court system, that ends it. It's a gemara.
Right. I hear you, but the question is why? So let's go a little vital, maybe we'll explain. Amalei Rabbi Bar Chama L'Rav Nachman Michti. Michti D'Rav Lo Sfira Lach. You don't even hold like Rav. Rav Nachman, you don't even hold like Rav. That Mishkunei Nafshach Ad'Rav L'Amalach. What are you busy trying to make Rav make sense? You don't even hold like him. So Amalei, the Perusha L'Derav, I still want to make Rav make sense. Derav Hachi Metaritz L'Lemas Nisan. Rav explained our Mishnah. V'Rav Karak Amar. Rav has a pasuk. Rav quoted a pasuk that he's right. Right? So Amri, Kra, that pasuk, will explain it for something else. L'chol Nishboin Shabbatora Nishbin V'lo Mashalman Hu Da'asa. That teaches you the idea, what we started off the daf today, that every Shavua, you swear and you don't pay. Right? V'lokach baila v'lo yishalim. Misha alav l'shalim hu nishba. The one that has to swear is the one that has to pay is the one that swears. And normally, by swearing, you don't pay. A few cases, the guy can't swear, he's a thief, All right, we switched to Shua, the other guy. But normally we don't do that. Okay, Masifa from Nuna, another kasha. It says, Hishbia alav chamisha pa'amim, if it make you swear five times, right? Or he swore five times, bein b'fnei bezdin, bein shalom b'fnei bezdin, v'kafar alav, and he denies it, chayv akalachas v'achas. He's chayv each time. V'amar b'shimon ma'atam, what's the reason for that? Ha'ol v'yachol lachzar ulahodos. Because he kept on changing his mind. He kept on repeating himself. So it's like five different shavuos. What do you see? It's not like Rav. Rav said a shavuot ends the lawsuit. You see here it's not true. Because he can swear again and again and again.
But it's all the same continuum.
It doesn't matter. The point is, it doesn't end. How many times do you have to swear? You swore one time, this lawsuit's over. So no. We can swear again and again. Vahacha. Kafatz. What? Yeah, I'm not sure. But Vahacha. Kafatz lo matzah zamarta. You can't say that he volunteered because it's shbia alav ketani. It says we made him swear. Chutz lo bezdin lo matzah zamarta. You can't say it didn't happen in bezdin, happened in the guy's backyard because b'fnei bezdin ketani. It says in front of bezdin. So who mosiv lo, who mafarik lo? He asked this question and he answered it. And the answer is l'tzadin ketani. You have to read this Mishnah in a different way. He shbia alav. I made him swear. That was chutz lo bezdin. Ube bezdin, and in bezdin, kafat, he volunteered. So we changed around we put the commas in different places to make it mean something else. Right? Masav Rava. Rava asked the following question. Baal Abayis, that's a shomer. That's what the Gemara calls him, a Baal Abayis. She toin tainas ganav bipikadon. He was toin tainas ganav. The guy comes back from the theater and says, "Newt, where's my expensive whatever?" He says, "What are you talking about? It got stolen. Got stolen." Turned down his guy in the Bibikadon, Vinishba, and he swore, right? Behode, and then he admitted it. You know what? I really stole it. Ubo Adim, and then Adim come and say that he stole it. So im achilo bo Adim, if he admitted it before Adim came, Hode Mashalam Kerva Chomash Vasham. You pay a Karen, a Chomesh. You never pay a Karen, a Chomesh, and Kefel. That never happens. So if you admitted it first, before the Edom got there, you pay the Chomesh, and the Karen, and the Asham. Im Yishibo Edom, Hodo. But if the Edom came before you admitted it, then Mishalim, they shall make Kefel, the Asham. Fine. V'hacha, chutz lebestin. This is outside of Bestin. V'kafatz lo matzis amarta. There's nothing to do with volunteering over here. The Kefel Katani, and it says, you pay Kefel. Right? So what do you see? Even after the Shavua, you could pay. Right? Shavua doesn't end the lawsuit. You could pay. Elo, Amar Rav, no. Okay, so we have to change what Rav said. Rav said Shavua always ends the lawsuit. Now we're going to change that. Kol hode, if you admit lo shna torantan zavad, lo shna torantan ganav, lo amar Rav. Rav was not talking about a case like that. Dachsev, because it says vizvada. Of course, after you swear, you can want to do tshuva and admit it. I really stole it. I didn't get lost. I really took it. You can, of course, you could do that. Then shvua doesn't end the lawsuit. Right? Where's the item? I swear it got stolen. Now the next overnight, you go home. You know what? I'm not going to steal. I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to go in the morning. I'm going to admit that I stole it. Of course, of course you can do that. Rav says, "Oh, the lawsuit's over." You swear? Of course not. The boy Shlume Karen v'Chomesh. The Torantan is gone. Of Ubo Edim.
The truth of the matter is, he's opening the case again.
I know.
That's
so. We're saying he's allowed to do that.
No, but of course, the Gemara, it's finished.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, he's saying he's
he has tshuva. You know what? I really took it.
So he's opening the case.
Exactly. So that he's allowed to do.
Why? It's Gemara. It's
what? Because there's too many cases in the Gemara where the Gemara held you could do that. Right? There's too many cases that after that you fess up. It's the halacha changes. Toyntainas Ganav about Edom Namilo Amar Rav. Even by Toyntainas Ganav, and then Edom come. Also, the case gets opened up. Dog Sifta, Shlume Kefel. We have a case that says that. Ki Kamar Rav, what was Rav talking about? Kigon, Shintoin Tainas Ganav. You say it got stolen. Vinishba, and you swore. Viloha. I'm sorry. Tainas Avad. You say it got I lost it.
I lost it.
V'nishba, and you swear, v'lo hodu. You don't admit. And then, ubo edim. Now, edim show up, right?
And they force your hand.
And they say what? You didn't lose it. You stole it.
So they forced you.
So what's the halacha? We don't listen to the edim.
Why not?
Because the lawsuit's over when he swears that he lost it. Rav made that statement, right? Has to apply somewhere. That's where it applies. Okay?
Evidently, there is appeals.
There is no appeals. The only appeal is you do tshuva. That's not an appeal. You're appealing to the neshama. That's the only appeal. There's no appeal, right? Also, Rav Gamda v'Amal Shmaita kamei de Rav Ashi. Rav Gamda told us over to Rav Ashi. Amalei hashta. 1 second. Umar Rav Hamnuna to midid Rav. Rav Hamnuna, who was a Talmud of Rav, v'yada the Amar Rav, v'yada the Amar Rav Huna. 1 second. How do you read it? Talmud de Rav. He was a Talmud of Rav. V'yada the Amar Rav Huna. Kamosiv and
the Dama Rav
Hode the Kamosiv Hode, and he said that Vata Marta Hode Lo Amar Rav, and now you're telling me that Rav Huna, it doesn't make sense that Rav Hamnuna wouldn't know when Rav's case applied. He didn't know when Rav's case applied.
He was a Talmud,
so he didn't know that.
Maybe he didn't hear.
So Amalei Ravacha Saba Ravashi. Rav Hamnuna, Hachi Kakashale. Rav Hamnuna was bothered because it says like this. What did it say? It said, where are we? Where did Rav Hamnuna come up? Yeah, Masif Rav Hamnuna. Right, Rav Hamnuna asked the Kasha. So Rav Hamnuna didn't know. Rav Hamnuna didn't know. He says, Talmud. He didn't know what Rav was talking about. He didn't know that Rav's statement only applied on one. He didn't know that. So Amalei, Hachika Kashale. This is what Rav Hamnuna was really bothered with. This is very hard. I understand that if he swore falsely and he denied that the pikadon, whatever happened to it, and now he wants to keep it, Kiyasu Edim, Mechayev. The Edim are going to come and say he's Chayev. Right? Not like Rav said that he's potter. I get that. Why? Amtulahachi mechavin and lay carbon ashvur basraisa. That's why he has to bring a carbon. Right? What was Rav Nuna's case? Rav Nuna asked, Hishpialav chamisha pa'amim. He swore 5 times. Bein b'fnei bezin, bein shlob b'fnei bezin. The keeper alav. He has to pay because he's a liar. Right? So we said, no, he answered, he wasn't in front of Bezdin. Right? That Shua wasn't in front of Bezdin, right? Or he volunteered. But those are the answers. So, Iyamrit Bishloma Nishba, I understand if he swears falsely, Kiyasu Edim Mechayiv. And Edim come, he'll be Chayiv. Why? Amtu Lahachi Mechayvin and Le Karban Ashvua Basraisa. That's why he has to bring a Shvua. That's why he would have to bring a carbon on a second Shavua. Right? Why? I'm not sure what this means. Howel v'yachol lachzar ulahodos. Because he has the ability to admit. And what did we say? If you admit, then we believe you. You're allowed to open up the case. Ela'iyam ki asu edim potter. But if Edom come and say he's potter, after Edom come he's potter, me could be such a thing. The ilu asisadi mishadi be potter. If Edom would come and say he's potter, right? In other words, we don't listen to Edom. Anan naked nechavinu carbon ashvua. But the carbon now we're going to make him be a shvua. We're going to make him make a carbon. Ho v'yachol lachzar ulahodos. Ho v'yachol lachzar ulahodos. He can take it back. So the Gemara says, well, hash to me, hello, Odi. But he didn't do that. He didn't do that. So what does that mean? So if Edom can never make you chayiv, which they can't, because once you swear the lawsuit's over, Edom can never make you chayiv, then admitting it also can never make you chayiv. How could that change it? That was his kasha. If Edom can't make you chayiv, why can't Edom make you chayiv? Because once you swear, the case is over. Edim can't come later. So how can swear? How can waking up the next morning? You know what? I want to confess. How could that help? The lawsuit's over. That was her bother of Nuna. What's the difference? So the answer is, it's a big difference, right? The big difference. Hashtami hello Oda. He did. If he wants to, of course he can. Yeah. Does that make sense? That's what bother. I think that's what's going on here. That's what we're bothered with Nuna. I don't understand. If we say that once you swear, the lawsuit's over, and Adam come the next day and say, but it's not true, we tell them to go home, we don't ignore them. So why don't we ignore the guy's confession? Why don't we ignore the guy's confession? That was a bother of Nuna. Okay. Amar Vchia.
Because he has a choice.
Exactly. Okay. So Amar Vchia bar Abba, Amar Biyochanan. It's easy now. Hatoin tainas ganav bipikadon. If someone says toin tainas ganav by bipikadon, mishalim teshlumi kefil. You have to pay kefil. Tavach umachar mishalim teshlumi abav chamisha. Habel v'ganav mishalim teshlumi kefil. V'toin tainas ganav mishalim teshlumi kefil. Both of those cases pay kefil. Ma ganav shum mishalim kefil. Tavach umachar mishalim teshlumi abav chamisha. Right? Af. So too. Toin tainas ganav bipikadon. If you're toin tainas ganav. Very simple. But even be kefil without a shvua. Right? How do you know that if tavach umacha you also pay dal vehe? Amri hekeshahu. It's a hekesh. V'meshivin ala kesha. You can't answer the kashas on a hekesh. That makes sense if the psukim about theft, one is about ganav and one is about torin tanis ganav. El lamanda marhai yimotzi aganav v'imlo yimotzi tarvayu b'torin tanis ganav ma'ikol neimar. They're both talking about torin tanis ganav. Remember we had that a few weeks ago and we learned that ganav from somewhere else. So Gemara answers amar haganav haganav. It's a drasha. Ezer b'chir b'aval of Yochanan heichon shori. Where's my axe? Nignav, it got lost, it got stolen. Mashpiachani, swear, please swear. Va'amar, amen, I'll swear. Ve'edim idin ososha achlu. Edim came along and said, you stole it, you ate it. Mashal shulmei kefil. 1 second. How did he eat it? The only way he ate it is by shechting it, right? Va'hacha, but over here, yeshal l'kazayis basar below shechita. You can't eat it without shechting it first. Fikatani mashal shulmei kefil. Tashulmei kefil in. Tashulmei dal v'hei. Low. Right? If you're towing time is gone, if you don't pay dal v'hei, hachamay eskinan kigon shachlu nevela. They ate nevela. He didn't shecht it. So v'lishni le kigon shachlu treifa. Why don't we say a better case? He ate a treifa, right? Which how does that help? How does it help that he ate a treifa? Because the treifa, you're not chayav dal v'hei. So the answer is no. Kedur meir d'amar shchita she'ena ruya. Even if it's going to die, it's still called a shechita. So v'lishni le ben pekua. Maybe it was a ben pekua that didn't require shechita, right? Kira meir damar ben pekua ton shechita. No, he holds that still requires shechita.
Yeah, but ben pekua is going to die anyway. So
no, ben pekua it was alive when you shechted the mother, so you never need a shechita on that
for the baby.
So the answer is no. Meir holds he do. V'lishni le kigon shamar badin. Maybe it was a case of amar badin. The amru lo tain tain lo, and what happened was it was a gemar din, and they said please pay him that char, because you lost the gemar din. The amar rava tain v'tain lo tavach amachar putter, and if you shecht it now you're putter because the gemar din's already happened. My time, why is the reason for that? Given the paske lumil say once it's a psak on it tavach amachar have a gazlin. Now you're a gazlin because the bezin already said give it back. Now you stole it. Now you shechted it. That's a gazlan. The gazlan lo mashalim to shumei above a chamisha. A gazlan doesn't pay dal of a hay. Chayev atalitin lo. But if the bezin said, you know, we're thinking that you're gonna have to pay him. We didn't make a psak yet. That's what it looks like. It looks like you're gonna lose this lawsuit. You're gonna have to pay. Tavach amachar chayev. Now you chayev. My time of why? Kol kama de lo psikalei. As long as there's no psak din milsa akati ganavu, you're still a ganav. So Omri. So then I have another case. Ultamechas. According to you. Lishin al b'shutaf, maybe it was two partners. Shetavach shalom midas chaveiro, and he shechted it without the knowledge of the other partner. So you know what? You're not chayav dal v'hei in that case. So have another case of how you cannot be chayav dal v'hei. Ella, Chadimitre, Tlasa, Nakat. Yeah, he gave me one of two different, yeah, there's a few scenarios how it's possible. I gave you one of two scenarios how it's possible. That, but you still, but there's still a but there's still dal v'hei, but Torintan has got us. Another minute. Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, ha Torintan has gone about Aveda. If I say, I picked up an Aveda. Ooh, that was my thing. I can't believe you found it. Yeah, but oh, it got stolen. Got stolen. Where is it? It got stolen. Right? But it's an Aveda. I was walking down the street. I saw your wallet. I picked it up. Had your name in it. But then it got stolen. Right? But I really stole it. You have to be careful. My time of why? Any Aveda? 1 minute. One second. It says, Kitin ish. Ain't the seen as cotton clum. There's no such thing as a cotton being involved in picadons. Ainly Ella should not know kishu cotton v'tova kishu cotton. That's only true if he gave it when he was a cotton, and now he's demanding it back when he's a cotton. Not no kishu cotton v'tova kishu gadol minayin. What about I gave when he was 12 the day before his bar mitzvah? Now a week later he's bar mitzvah already. Comes where's the item? How do you know same halacha? You don't have to give it back to him. There's no dealing with ketanim. They have to be exactly the same. And if that's true, tavinami kaveda, how's that different than an aveda? An aveda also, you don't know whose it was. You weren't involved with somebody. It was an aveda. You can't compare the two. We'll stop here. Amalei, so we had the kasha, tavinami kaveda, should be just like an aveda. An aveda also, there's nobody you're dealing with. Because you found it. So maybe it's the same thing as a case of a cotton. So we'll get to the answer tomorrow. All right, we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day. Well.